It's time for KCCU Slice of Life with Mary McClure.
Does kitchen counter clutter breed overnight in anybody else's house? I've been vaguely suspicious of this phenomenon for some time now and figured it was time to check it out. First, I had to start with a clean slate, clean, uncluttered counters. I waited until I was going to have company before I went into my usual, oh my God, look at this kitchen, I've got to do something about it, panic mode. It took a couple of hours, but finally the only things still standing were the white pottery jars for flour, sugar, cornmeal, and tea, the coffee pot, and a row of cookbooks so old and worn the pages are crumbling. Everything else had been put away, hauled to laundry room Siberia, or stuffed out of sight. I scrubbed the tile, rinsing with vinegar to make it shine. I cut the prettiest rosebud and stuck it in a vase in the middle of the counter. Beautiful, I said. I will keep it this way forever and ever. The company came and went. By the end of the next day, I noted one newspaper sloppily folded where I had clipped a couple of articles, a comic strip, and a crossword puzzle, half a jar of crunchy peanut clusters, an open package of paper plates, an empty coffee can, a box of granola bars, a salt shaker pot holder, rubber band, manila file folder, a couple of plastic grocery bags. Good grief, I thought. Who left all this stuff out on the counter? I inventoried again the next day. A spray can of Pam was snuggling up to the salt shaker. An open sack of Oreos was hugging the granola bars. Half a can of mixed nuts was flirting with a jar of peanut clusters. There were two more rubber bands, one more plastic bag, and two more file folders. Another newspaper. I knew it, I shouted. I leave you guys for one night and you propagate and leave your offspring to clutter my counter. I shook an old wooden spoon at them in disgust. You have the morals of the Roman Empire. I was reading a biography of Cleopatra at the time and was shocked by the ostentatious display of wealth she took with her on her journey up the Nile to meet with Caesar. And in her Alexandria kitchens, she and Mark Antony one-upped each other with disgustingly lavish entertainments and banquets. Mounds of provisions, 8 wild boars on spits, for example. I looked around my kitchen. Okay, so there wasn't even one wild boar on a spit. But there were those jars of peanut clusters and mixed nuts, those Oreos and granola bars. On the third day, more file folders and clippings, 2 pairs of scissors, 3 pencils, 6 pens, and a phone book, more newspapers. By the end of the week, I couldn't remember what color the counter towel was. I knew the only solution was to have company again. I'm going to invite someone right now, I said, looking around at all the clutter, as soon as I can find the phone.
Join us again for KCCU's Slice of Life. Slice of Life can also be heard anytime through KCCU's podcast. You can listen to Slice of Life through Spotify, Amazon, and Apple Podcast platforms. Learn more by going to kccu.org.